Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Well, it is Freestyle Friday, which means anything goes. And I'm so excited because this is the season where we are approaching Financial Literacy Month. It is we are approaching and Financial Literacy Month for me is any time of the year. It's whenever it is. But they officially start putting things on the calendar. There's home buying season. And even though we are not on any specific particular holiday right now, you know, there's a whole lot that's happening. And so I want us to start thinking about how we're going to spend our time while we have some precious time here left on God's great earth. And the Bible says that the meek shall inherit the land and enjoy peace. So while I'm talking about earth, I would love to talk about home ownership. And I'd really like to talk about it from the perspective of some options. And so, of course, today, here with me on the roundtable, I have someone who is actually been in the process for several times and also has some exciting news about her home ownership process again. So I'm going to welcome to the roundtable our legend and icon, my sister, business partner, and friend, MC Light. MC Light is Freestyle Friday, and we're talking about home ownership, land ownership, and all of those things. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Good morning to you, Lynn. It is a pleasure.
Yeah, I don't know if it's morning. I don't know where you are.
I'm in my own head.
Yeah, I'm like, where is she that she's talking about good morning? Because it's the afternoon, nighttime, evening, you know wherever we are.
Tease me about that.
Yeah.
They used to tease me about that because I said good morning anytime I greeted people because it was the beginning of something new.
Oh, God.
So, we don't have to be so specific.
Yeah, no, you don't have to make up your own rules. It's not morning at night.
I love the topic today.
Yeah, but you can't. Did you hear what I said? You cannot be making up your own rules talking about good morning at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I know it throws people around. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got too much power to be confusing the people. Honey, you supposed to be the light. We supposed to see the truth and all of that. Yeah, come on now. Don't get me started. Yeah, you used to do that all the time.
I don't want to get you started.
Especially on Freestyle Friday. And remember, when I first started Freestyle Friday, it used to just be Freedom Friday. And then I went even more, but I was like, oh no, freestyle. I get to do whatever I want, say what I want to say, talk to whoever I want to talk to, however I'm going to say it. And that was just it. And you were like, oh my God, she cannot be acting this way today. But yes. This is the season, you know, interest rates have increased, but it is still a good time to think about home ownership. I think, you know, folks were spoiled when interest rates were 2% and 3%, and now they're up there in the 4s and maybe even approaching the 5s, but they're still not 8% or 9% or 12%. There was a time when home mortgage interest rates were 14%. I don't know what kind of houses people were buying with a 14% interest rate on the mortgage, but we are still in a blessed time. And I think that this is a good time on your lunch break, on your weekends, when you get home in the evening and you need some exercise. It's a great time to go look at new construction in any city. Like, I think is an opportunity not only to get in on this wealth building, train. It is, one of the items on my stair steps to wealth. Making sure that you own real estate and that you make that a part of your portfolio. But I think it's also a great time to just get some vision and to see what's out there. Buying real estate is number 6 on the stair steps to wealth. And I think even when you own real estate, it's always a good idea to go out there and see what's happening. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, I love that. And the crazy thing is, years ago, every Sunday, I would just go out and check out new properties, be able to see how people did designs and how they decorated. And, you know, I'm fascinated with all of what it takes to really make a home look beautiful, you know, like pretty much like yours. And so for me, it just makes sense. And there's nothing like having your own. How about that?
Yes.
And it's within your reach. And I think that's the part that people need to completely understand. There are so many things that could be, you know, blocks for people believing that they can go out and find a sweet home for themselves. And so I think the information that you make available is urgent.
So what do you think about, you know, just the new home buying process in terms of new construction, being able to get a property that you can visualize and get to choose everything from the grout that's in the middle of the tile on the floor to the cabinets in the kitchen? What was that process like for you? Because I think that's also an area where we need to spend a little more time, because, you know, people have dreams and these dreams really can come true. And I don't think people realize sometimes that buying a brand new house is easier, or at least it affords you the time to save your money and so on and so forth. So it could be just as beneficial as buying a house that's move-in ready.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed that process. I've never done it before. Anything that I've lived in, it might have been, you know, new, but all of the items and everything was chosen by someone else. So to really have this time to go through the, you know, the countertops and the cabinets and the floor and whether it would be wood and what color stain and the, you know, it can be tedious, but for me, it was definitely worth it. And I enjoyed, you know, picking everything out because it was just representative of me. You know, it gave me a chance to flex my style.
Yeah.
Since we on a Friday, you know what I mean?
Right, right. On a freestyle Friday. So you get to flex your style. And, you know, you've been talking a lot about these little homes. So I want to talk to you more about that as well. The tiny homes, little homes, child. I'm like, first of all, it looked like a Barbie, a townhouse or something like that. But, you know, we just, the harvest is here and the time is now.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
So yes, what is the action of the hour and the word of the day? The action of the hour is to get started. Just do it. Go to buyahomewithlynn.info and get on the path. Do not let anything stop you from achieving what it is that God has for you. Be willing to do the work. Be willing to get the lesson. Be willing to get the blessing so that you can create the life that you see for yourself, for your children, for your community, and for generations to come. Guess what? The power is in our hands. The Bible says that God will bless us exceedingly and abundantly, more than we could ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in us. So let's get to work. Let's get that power going.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
So, yes, we're talking about home ownership. We're talking about new opportunities, MC Light. Okay, tell us about these tiny homes, and why are you so obsessed with them?
You know, because
and what is a tiny home? Like they literally are. The ceiling is right over your head, right? They're just little. Tell me about that.
You know what?
It is. Like you walk in and your ceiling, your head is hitting the ceiling.
You know what? I love the concept because it's all about less is more. It's about what is it that you really need? And does one need excess? And I would not advise a tiny home for families, you know, or you know, for couples. Couples is one thing. You can make it work with someone that you love and can be in a small space. But the idea of a tiny home is also to be in nature so that a lot of the property is actually existing outside the house. So it's a way to get indoor, outdoor living happening. And it's really about what is the space that I need, not the space that I necessarily want. But I just like it because they've gotten so technical with them and so creative with them that it sort of feels like, you know, like a clubhouse or like you're away on vacation, you know?
Yeah, but when I'm away on vacation, I need some space. Well, I guess if you're going to be outside for the most part, because when I go on vacation and Hawaii is on the horizon, I spend all my time on the beach, like every single chance. I only go back to my room to sleep. I spend all of my time on the beach. I eat on the beach. I enjoy myself on the beach. I even work on the beach because I don't mind doing some work while I'm on vacation. As a matter of fact, I enjoy working. Working makes me feel alive and creative. And more importantly, I enjoy taking care of the things that God has given me. The other part of that is I'm much more creative when I am on the beach and when I'm on vacation. So now I get up early. I'll get up early in the morning, maybe 5, 6 a.m. My husband, he's probably still asleep or what have you. So by the time he gets up around 9 or 10 and we want to get breakfast and enjoy the day or, you know, go sightsee or whatever, now I've got the whole day. But I'm thinking with these tiny homes, like you just don't have enough space to spread out. But where are these tiny homes located? That's the other thing.
That is so funny. They're actually all over. They're in the woods. They're by the beach. They're in the mountains. It's just about, you know, where you want it. And many people just buy land, and that's where you start. You own the land that you're building your tiny home on. So people are very specific about where they buy the land because they've got to be able to inhabit the land. It's not like you want just some. Well, you know what? They also do them in the desert. They do it on rural type property. It just depends on what it is that you're looking for. Some people do it, you know, will put their tiny house by a lake. As a matter of fact, a really good friend of mine, Trina Braxton, she was actually opening up a tiny home resort right before the pandemic hit out by the lake out there in Georgia, Lake Lanier. And while she was, you know, she was getting it all together. However, it became problematic once the pandemic hit. So I think she might have let go of the concept, but I believe she still has the land. So maybe once things get together, she can continue on with her dream.
Now, that sounds like an idea, a tiny home resort, because I'm thinking, you know, if you said that they're on the beach or first of all, you lost me in the woods. I'm not going in the woods. Y'all can hang that one up.
Yeah,
that's like that time you had us on your TV show and you told us we were going glamping. That means glam and camping. That means it's supposed to be glamorous. And it was not. It was not glamorous at all. I was like, what is going on with, like, because see, you like all of that outdoor stuff. I need a 5-star shower, bed, room service, you know, all of those kind of things. But immediately I started to think, if these are tiny homes, and how many square feet are these little homes? I mean, on average.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Probably 700? No, 600
square feet. 600 square feet? So that's like a hotel room.
Yeah, well, villa. I got everything. You know what? Just think of a trailer.
Yes. Okay.
As a matter of fact, one of the first ones I saw was the actor. His name just flew right out of my head, but there was an actor. What is his name? Anyway, he has one that's really great. It's silver on the outside of it. Looks like a little bullet train. But for the most part, he's got everything in there. He's got a fireplace. He's got a kitchen. He's got where he sleeps, a little lounge area. But then outside is where he does all of his living area.
Okay.
Whenever he sets up shop, but he also travels.
Yeah.
So he travels with his home, his mobile home that is spectacular.
Okay, so his you can move it around. Yeah, I was actually thinking that a tiny home would be really cozy in the wintertime. If you are dealing with snow, you know, it's almost, there's like a cabin kind of a feel to it, or a villa, you know, a small villa kind of feel. And you know what else? Those homes that once we had to do business in Jamaica, and they had the villas that were out there in the middle of the ocean, like each on its own little separate mini island kind of, if you will. And they were all connected via, land in the middle. But then each little home extended out into the ocean. And so when you came out of your space, your tiny home, you were surrounded by water. I could see. Do you remember that? You actually wanted to stay there, I think, at one point.
I don't remember, but I do believe you because anything that sounds like that sounds like somewhere I want to be.
Yeah, you talked about it a lot. I can't believe you don't remember it. They were the little villas that were in the middle of the ocean. They were surrounded by water. The water was all around them. Okay, anyway, child, let me tell you. It was in Jamaica. It was Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I know she is not playing. I forgot today on Freestyle Friday as much as you talked about it.
Actually, I can do whatever I want on Freestyle Friday.
You know what? You can forget.
That's
okay.
Another story.
We can forget on Freestyle Friday. I don't know what kind of conversation we are going to have that's going to help the people. But no, I think this is good. And let's do this because you have been talking about Sunny Girl Holdings for quite some time. And I would actually like us to consider buying some land and opening a tiny home resort. And so when people, yes, I would love that.
Okay.
I would like to do that. And I know you've mentioned Bali. I can think of some places here in the States, and I can think of some places in the Caribbean as well. But as we talk about ownership and home ownership and land ownership, I think that, you know, truly this is an opportunity for us to get in where other cultures have been in and they've been fitting in. And, you know, we operate in excellence. So I think it can be done. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
The harvest is here and the time is now. Yes, this is a great time to think about home ownership, real estate investing, your second home, your tiny home, your brand new construction home. I will say this to you, thank you so much for being here on this Freestyle Friday with me. I would love to do a new construction tiny home. I can handle that. I have the last three homes I've lived in have been brand new construction homes. The first house that my husband and I bought a couple years after we got married, it was a, you know, regular single family home in Chicago, and it had been lived in, you know, probably had been built in the early 1900s. I love that first home. But then in 2003, we built our first home. We, you know, chose everything. I mean, and I had such a great time doing it, but I was like, I don't think I ever want to do this again. It was a lot of work, a lot of details, lots of things I had to make sure they matched, and oh my goodness, and so on and so forth. And I was doing, my house is pretty much all white, white cabinetry. My kitchen was like champagne color, like white cream. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And it was a split level home with five different levels. So I'm trying to make sure if I'm in one part of the house, which is the first level, the main level, and I'm looking up at the at the third level, that there is some uniformity in what I'm seeing. So that was a lot. But we were very blessed when we bought our second home. We were very blessed. It was a brand new house, but it was already built. Everything was already in it. And let me tell you, it was exactly everything in it is exactly what I would have chosen. And that's the house that you visited when you came to Chicago, to when you visited my family and I. That's the house that was in the south suburbs. And then here in California, now that house was built, but it was not furnished. Then here in California, I was able to buy a house that was new, brand new, but also furnished. So it's been a great run, you know, from that perspective. But I do think I would like to join you in building some tiny homes, new construction. And let me tell you, yes,
I'm so excited.
Yes. And let me tell you what I'm also interested in doing. I'm also interested in buying maybe like a fourplex, like the four, it's almost like four townhouses connected side by side. In Chicago, there are four flats. They're, you know, one on top of the other, or they are, you know, like a quad, where you've got two on one side on the first floor, second floor, two on the other side. But any of those, particularly the side-by-side fourplexes, I would love to rehab. I'd love to get like a strip of them and rehab the strip and give each one like a different theme. And then buy another strip and give those a different theme. And really get into the space of providing affordable living for people. But that is also been prepared with love and excellence. I'd really like to start thinking about that.
I love that. And that's what Sunny Girl Holdings is all about.
Oh my goodness. You crack me up every time you say it. It's almost as if the building is already here. Sunny Girl Holdings. I love it.
You know what? Yes, I'm a firm believer in speaking how you want to see it. And so, yes, I'm in complete agreement. I love also getting into construction with a bigger purpose. And when you're helping people that are in need of places to stay and, you know, looking at affordable housing, to me, you know, that's meeting God halfway, because then he feels where you're headed with it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, finding it is actually just the easy part.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, yeah, I think that could be a project. I'm looking at both, you know, creating some affordable housing, but then also creating these tiny home getaway resort type, you know, housing units, maybe 10 in a location, 10 to 15. So it's not too overwhelming, but then there is some sense of community. And, on our resort, you know, we're going to have catfish dinners. Mm-hmm.
Freestyle Friday is in effect.
Yeah, we're going to have catfish, gizzards, you know, fried gizzards. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have some healthy food, but we're going to also have some fun food, okay? We're going to have some, you know, cuisine that you can enjoy once a year and eat it. And during the holidays, we will have real dressing for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and Mother's Day. We will have real dressing, real candy yams, real macaroni and cheese, real spiral honey baked ham. Like, I want the resort to have some...
Why don't you explain to the people why you have to keep saying real?
Real, because the rest of y'all running around here trying to fake the food. You know how they say fake the funk? You all are faking the food. Y'all coming up with vegan chicken. There is no such thing. Go get your own names for your food, because if it's not a chicken, it's not chicken. You know, you talking about vegan, you know, bacon. There is no such thing. I don't know what that little strip of something is that y'all creating. But I'm talking about real food with all the ingredients that you can eat and enjoy, because there is something, you know, people say, well, food is only for nourishment. Who said that lie? There is some enjoyment that comes along with the process. So yes, I want us to be able to do that. But I also want you to talk to us like about some of your dishes that you'd like to see in the resort that we are going to. And you know what? We're going to open this up for other investors. I love what you did with your production, Break Up in Love. So we're going to talk about this investment club, and we're going to talk about we're going to talk about it. We're going to figure it all out. Now, the harvest is here and the time is now. Buying real estate, home ownership, even for investing purposes. Yes, it is your season to win.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
Yes, the harvest is here. The time is now. It is Freestyle Friday, and I am having such a great time talking to my sister and friend, MC Light, and we are talking about owning real estate for multiple purposes, and this might just be a good time. Like, listen, out there, if you're okay with renting, that's fine, but perhaps you want to own for investment purposes so that your income from your rental units or your income from your investment properties can then cover your rent and all your bills. Because that's what it's all about. Like, I am trying to get to the place where more of us than not are operating in a space where our income streams are taking care of our expenses, and then you get to work and do what it is that you love to do and not necessarily work because you have to. And I see you doing that. I see you doing so many wonderful things, whether it be the Grammys, the BET Awards, the Emmys, VO, performing, DJing, acting. It seems like you were doing so much of what you love. Can you talk to us about that and also tell us about your menu at our resort, where I'm going to have fat catfish, gizzards, and all the other good stuff?
Well, you know what's so crazy that you should mention the food, because right now I am preparing a Belgian endive, which I would really like to see happen. And I know you're wondering right now, what the heck is Belgian endive?
What, first of all, what is endive? I just never heard of it. You know,
endive,
I don't.
It's the lettuce. It's the lettuce.
Y'all can't just say lettuce?
Usually, because this is different.
Oh,
different.
Okay.
You can chop it up and put it in a salad. However, what I like to do is saute it.
Okay.
Because I have a problem with mold on food, and specifically on lettuce.
Okay.
So I have been told by my kinesiologist to cook my vegetables. So anything that I would normally eat cold, I have to actually warm it up so that I can kill any bacteria that is living on it. So I like to have some alternative foods at the resort, Lynn. And I know sometimes you have an issue with that, but that's okay.
No, I don't have an issue with the alternative food. I just don't want you all to exclude the food the rest of us like. You know, you healthy eating people, y'all like to take over. And yeah, I don't want you trying to take over. I want us to be able to enjoy something, like even if you wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I think it's okay. And I'd like to be able to enjoy the peanut butter and jelly sandwich without all you healthy people telling me how unhealthy it is.
Well, no, let me tell you what we would say. Let's go ahead and get some organic nuts. Oh,
no. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you just gotta go from the base and the foundation of the ingredients.
Organic food is not always the best. And one of your doctors even said that, because it does not have, I guess the rest of the food have pesticides and I don't know what kind of chemicals, but it's the stuff that's keeping us alive, killing the stuff that we don't need. So having everything be scraped so clean, from my understanding, isn't always the healthiest choice either, correct?
Okay, I'll go down in history on the radio show of Dr. Lynn Richardson saying that I'm okay with what it is that you just said. But if you're going to have peanut butter and jelly, I'm just telling you from my perspective, I would have some jam that is, you know, organically made, that doesn't have all the preservatives and things in it. I would have some ground up almond butter. That's what I would have, you know, ground up almonds, and I would make some almond butter, and then I would probably have an Ezekiel bread or a gluten-free bread.
See, you
so
just,
that after I finished, I wouldn't feel like, you know, as big as a house, because when I put, you know, all those kinds, anything, I mean, anyway, moving on, those would be some of the items that I would just try to have at the resort, but I know you would probably stop me before we even got there.
Yeah, no, you could have those options. We'll have the real menu, and then we'll have the other menu. And that's what it'll be, real and other. Here's the real menu. Here's the other menu. And I'm not saying eat like this all the time. I am just saying, you know what? If you want to enjoy yourself at our tiny home resort, the harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
Yes, the harvest is here and the time is now, and of course, we are still talking about whatever we want to talk about here on Freestyle Friday, but we have kind of gotten fixated on this resort that we are going to invest in. We're going to buy land, and we're going to talk about the whole process here on the Millionaires Roundtable Light. And that is really, we've had a lot of fun during this segment, during this hour. But what I really want to be able to do is educate people along the way, the process of buying land. What is it that you look for? What if you're going to do a resort? What is the palette? What are the menus? What is the flavor? What is the culture? Who are we marketing to? Is this only for celebrities and entertainers? Is it for executives and professionals? You know, I think it would be a great thing to do, to create a tiny home resort or community for public school teachers or just teachers in general, because, you know, they have to deal with these children all year. And what if we were able to create an environment so that teachers and firefighters and police officers and those who serve the public can actually come to a place or a space that has their needs, their specific needs in mind? What do you think about that?
I love it. I love for it to be specific in that way, and being able to give them the time off that they need. So that probably means the resort will be available to them on weekends and in summer vacation, you know, away from the school. So I would consider, if we're just putting everything in order strategically, I would consider putting it here in the United States, so it makes it easier for them to get to somewhat of a staycay. I like that idea.
Yeah. You know, and again, because then you could run specials, all the teachers are going. Sometimes I know when, you know, teachers, they run with another group of teachers, or the teachers who are teaching the same or different subjects. And I just think it will be a great way to have a space that is uniquely carved out for whomever. And it's not, again, not just teachers, not just people who are public servants, but to be able to have some themed, maybe even some themed decor and or themed activities for folks who really want to get away and really want to enjoy life. And, you know, I've been kind of joking a little bit, like, but serious about my new work week. My work week is 2 days on and 5 days off, because I have worked so hard for my whole entire life. And you know how hard we worked building the empire, your enterprises, all of our businesses, the businesses of others who we love and serve. And I'm ready to enjoy life a bit. And I think this whole focus on investing in real estate is going to be really great for us and for others. What do you think?
I agree. I completely agree. And, you know, sometimes it feels like you're thinking out the box, you know, so far out the box, but really all it takes is a plan to make it happen. It's just as we're talking to folks who have yet to have purchased their first home, it all starts with the dream and then, you know, writing down the idea and focusing on what it is that you can do to bring it all to fruition. And that's the plan.
The harvest is here. The harvest is here, and the time is now. We're going to keep on talking about this. The harvest is here. The time is now. This is Freestyle Friday. We're talking about real estate ownership, expansion, and then making opportunities available for others. So, you know, just here in this time, like we have spoken about, first of all, new construction home ownership. And I would love for people to go check out the Home Buyers Club. Go to buyahomewithlynn.info, buyahomewithlynn.info. I'm going to repeat, buyahomewithlynn.info. If you are concerned about your credit, if you are concerned about your income, if you are concerned about getting approved for a mortgage, I tell everybody it is a process. And if you have the proper people in place who are knowledgeable to help you with the process, then your dream can actually become a reality. But do not try to do it on your own, okay? There are certain things in the mortgage and real estate process that you need to be aware of beforehand so that you will save yourself frustration, time, and possibly even a mortgage denial that you cannot overcome. So there are, you know, documents that you're going to need, but depending on your entire financial portfolio, you may not have to supply tax returns. You may not have to supply 1099s or W-2s. You may have alternative ways to get your property. And so, like, as we talk about this and how we're going to expand in the tiny home and the resort and the fourplexes and, you know, all of those things, I think equally important, as we've been talking about in recent episodes, equally important is making sure that folks have access to the financial resources that are necessary for investing in real estate. And you just had a very interesting, basically life with this. So you bought properties and then let them appreciate and then bought your next ones. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Well, first off, I had come from renting. You know, I remember as a child finding out that my mother was paying $450 rent for a two bedroom. And I was like, oh, okay. So in my head, I'm calculating. She also had a friend who owned a home in Queens, and his mortgage was $1,500. And I just thought, oh my God, that is a lot of money to have to come up with, you know. And I'm like 8, 9 years old trying to understand the economics. But for me, moving out of a rental into a home meant everything. And I said I bought the home for my mom. And at a certain point, it was so far out. She was like, I want something else closer. But the truth is, that was my first investment into a home. And I was very content with that. But then when I sold it, I actually moved out to California and I got another home. And then what happened is I tallied up. So every time that my home became way more than it was worth, I didn't fall in love with the walls. As you say, many people fall in love with the walls. I did not do that. I actually moved out and moved up into more square footage and, quite frankly, a more expensive home. And so I had an opportunity to live with that for a minute and understand, I don't know that I need, you know, 5,000-6,000 square feet. That's a lot for me. So then I bumped it on down. But what I loved about it is my money was always safe inside of a property.
So I love that. Hold that thought. I want us to talk about that. The harvest is here and the time is now. Like, what do you mean by that? You held your money. It was safe in your real estate. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I just mean when I couldn't get to it, which was good for me because I was young. I bought my first house when I was 20, either 19 or 20, something to that effect. And so if I hadn't put the money there, I would have bought something frivolous. So I was happy that it was safe right there in that space.
Okay. The harvest is here and the time is now. Go and get what God has for you.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.